a large tractor fell into a river near the village of Tuntuntuliak. Now, local residents are concerned it could contaminate their water source. KYUK's Adrian Wagner has more.
Glenn Daniel, an AVCP Regional Housing Authority mechanic, was walking 50 feet behind a construction vehicle called an excavator on a frozen river when he saw it suddenly break through the ice. Daniel watched helplessly as Lee Wilson, his boss, and the driver of the rig, jumped from the sinking excavator as it fell into the water.
Better not to lose life than the equipment in there. I was really glad that everybody was safe.
Daniel, Wilson, and the pile driver, as the rig is sometimes called, were traveling downriver to the village of Koniganak after working on a housing development in Tuntuntuliak for AVCP Housing. The tractor, which can stand 30 feet tall, was the only thing damaged in the accident, spilling some of its oil into the river. No one has yet determined how much, but many Tuntuntuliak residents get their water directly from the river.
I had my son get water a few days ago, and when I went to I could taste the scent of diesel.
That's Tom Pavla, who lives in Tuntuntuliak and works for the traditional council there. Pavla says the council has posted warning signs around the village not to use contaminated water. Pavla also says the council has not been involved in the cleanup effort at the suggestion of the Coast Guard.
There is a plan in place to be able to extract it from the river.
That's Petty Officer Francis Castleton of the Coast Guard.
But it's likely not going to be able to happen until breakup.
Officer Castleton has advised the owner, Wilson, to wait until the ice has melted to fish out the pile driver, and says that the guard will not provide assistance in doing so. The guard also says the amount of oil leaked into the river is insignificant to harm residents, but they say that the situation could change if the gas tank of the vessel is further compromised. The owner, Lee Wilson, did not want to be recorded, but said he has taken responsibility for the accident and plans to remove the excavator, as advised by the Coast Guard. He says he has no clear timeline for that cleanup. AVCP Housing declined to interview for this story, and the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation did not return our calls in time for it. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.